Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Wall Street Journal story about this. A $50 Bee Pioneer bracelet records everything this individual said and uses AI to summarize my life. Do you want this? This individual, this writer, Joanna Stern, tested two gadgets. The $199 limitless pendant and the $159 Plaud note pen. These assistants can recall every, as she writes, every dumb, private, and cringeworthy thing that came out of my mouth. So within hours of wearing the Bee, I was blown away at how quickly it turned ramblings and random chatter and useful, actionable information. Allow me to quote myself February 24th at 5:15. This bracelet is really effing creepy. The Bee and the Limitless do this. They have microphones that listen for voices, particularly your voice. When they detect dialogue, they stream the audio to your phone through Bluetooth. Then at the company's servers where it's transcribed. Sorry. AI models take the transcription and generate summaries which appear within the apps within minutes. Here are some examples. The apps recap your conversation, often read like a bad biography. Bee summary from April 9th. Joanna's day was a blend of familiar responsibilities and intense professional engagements. She ended up the day, She ended the day by listening to Sting. Riveting stuff. Can't wait for the movie adaptation. Is this what you want your life to have? Like a snarky smart aleck like me.
A little AI.
Recapping the day.
AI roast at the end of the day. Yeah, your life is pretty meaningless. You did nothing worthwhile today. Hope you had fun.
The transactions themselves aren't always that accurate.
Well, that's helpful.
Conversations with Johnny Cochran about trial evidence. Yep, just a casual chat with a deceased celebrity lawyer. Turns out she was watching the new OJ documentary.
Sure.
Be a heck of a story if she was helping and having a conversation with Johnny Cochran. If of all the people, Mr. Johnny was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds, turns out I promised to do a lot of things without putting them to do out of my to-do list. Oh, all of us are in that category, right?
Yes.
Bee listens for action items and adds them to a suggested list. It's repeatedly reminding me of important tasks like calling the plumber, of following up on work stuff, but it also hilariously adds things that never put on the list like check in on your sick son or schedule a follow-up with your hairstylist to discuss your haircut.
Check in on your sick son? You need a reminder? Your child is sick? Don't leave him locked in the room for hours?
That's what they're willing to do.
Yeah, that's nice.
Both Bee and Limitless have chatbots, so you can ask about your recorded life. I asked Bee for a detailed breakdown of my cursing habits. Daily average, 2.4. People on this show exceed that within the first 30 minutes we're awake.
No question.
But it can be genuinely helpful. Look through my chats with Ethan from Bee and tell me what AI models it uses. With Limitless, you can read and listen to your recordings. Bee keeps text only. The creators of Being Limitless say they encrypt your data, delete recordings, and when you delete conversations on your account, they don't trade AI models on their feeds. They also say they don't sell your data to advertisers. They get revenue via hardware and subscription sales. The other company doesn't sell the data either. Okay, how many times have we talked about where it's our phone is listening? Our phone is constantly listening. You could be talking about something right now, my phone is off. And if I raise something, all of a sudden I'm getting ads for said product or something close to that. I'm supposed to buy that B and Plaud are recording my every spoken word, and they're not going to turn this into a revenue source. And all of a sudden, down there are going to be ads for whatever else they think I talked about or I directly talked about. Come on. Not buying it.
I trust big tech. I don't know about
okay.
you. I mean, okay, fine. If that's what you want to be.
Dave Harrigan's interest in this, 0 to 10, is what? Where your life for that day, for that week, for that month, for that year, how long you use it, always is recorded. And also with the humorous, cynical, snarky recap from AI. What's your interest in this?
I might enjoy the snarky recap, actually.
That might be the only
part that actually piques my interest. Aside from that, my interest is a zero because I don't see myself, aside from, you have a conversation with between maybe me and you. You say, ask me to do something for after the show,
right.
And I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
Yeah.
Wife says, hey, pick something up from the grocery store. And did she say sour cream or cream cheese? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe that would help.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I'm never going back to, hey, what did I talk about at 4 p.m. Three Tuesdays ago? I just want to revisit that moment in my life. No, of course not.
Are you interested in this? Because, yes, I worry where this is going quite a bit. By the way, the texter missed your sarcasm. Dave trusts big tech but won't take a cruise. Yeah, Dave's not trusting big tech. He was joking about that. And won't take a cruise because he doesn't trust big cruise either. And you kind of think it's boring, right? Isn't that more the thing?
No, I just don't want big E. coli again.
Yeah.
I've had big E. coli.
That seems fair. Do you want this? And are we headed for this inevitably a part of our lives, whether we want it or not? So again, the reminder is all your conversations, either through a transcript or a recording, are constantly there. Do you want this? Does this terrify you? Are you waiting, or are you just aroused by this possibility and you're going to a website right now to sign up? Love phone calls and text on this. What do you think of this idea? You want it or you're repulsed by the idea? 651-461-9226. Okay, so this is a Wall Street Journal story about these devices now you can wear. Couple of them where, it'll record every single thing that you say. Every single thing. Give an AI recap. Sometimes a snarky AI recap. One gives you a transcript. One gives you the recordings. Dave Harrigan, you have this option right now. The radio station goes to you. It costs you zero.
It's the most important part.
Of course, for you, that is the most important part. Would you like to experiment with it?
Sure.
I would be willing to experiment with it. So for me, among my weird things, I'm very fidgety. And so I have not worn a watch, whether a traditional watch or an Apple-type watch, 20-some years. I don't know the last time. Even when we got married, Kathleen knew how fidgety was. I almost lost the wedding ring like 10 times. And finally she said, okay, enough's enough. I'm watching you fidget with that constantly. So my issue would be keeping it on all the time. Can I keep it in my pocket? Because that would be way better. I would be curious, and I think I'd be amused by the AI. Now, we're in a weird business here where a nice chunk of our day is recorded because we're talking in these microphones. We're on the radio. We mm-hmm. podcast them. We can listen to feel good about what we did, not very good about what we did, where we can improve, and all of us should do that. But how long would you want to try for before you think you would make a decision?
Give me a good couple weeks. I think that's fair. I mean, the problem is with this thing, it's kind of like being on camera. Once you know you're wearing it, you're always going to have it in the back of your mind that you're recording yourself, right?
Yes. But, I mean, okay, so you're at home with Lindsay, and you're wearing this. And I get what you're saying. But are you not going to talk to Lindsay normally? Because if you're not going to talk to her the way you normally have, then what's the point of having this thing?
I think depending on who you're talking, you would. Or who you're speaking to, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd absolutely change your behavior, especially if you're not exactly 100% positive that this isn't being shared somehow or could somehow in the future be shared.
That's where I'm going.
The off-color jokes that
yeah.
you make, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. The ones that you make constantly, I think you'd probably cut back on because you'd have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah. If I reviewed context, some of the things we joked about, and this is for a lot of people, that they joked about in a texting thread or in a conversation, and if you didn't understand the relationship or the dynamic, and you just read it as a cold transcript, you might be like, what in the hell is wrong with these people?
Mm-hmm.
What are they talking about? My point was, where's this going? How confident am I that when I'm wearing this device, and it's got a transcript, and it's recording, that poof, it is vanishing after a certain amount of time, as opposed to somehow, some way, it's coming back to hurt me?
Yeah. How long before a business says, you know what, when you're in the office on our time, we can already look at your business emails.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to start recording what you're saying so you're not ripping the company or, you know, spending too much time talking about the Wild game last night and not on your work.
It sounds initially implausible, but if we're talking 10, 15, 20 years down the line, I don't think we can rule it out.
Yeah, you could get an AI report on every employee.
Yeah.
Barry was in the office for 8 hours. He spent 5 hours talking about work, 1 hour speaking to his wife on the phone, two hours BSing at the coffee machine.
Exactly. All right, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226. What's your feedback on this? How about this text? First, they made us sick with our food quality. Who's they, by the way?
Same people that control the weather.
Yeah. Then they prescribe all the pills. Next, they create phones that addict us. Finally, they create AI, and everyone's going to be dumb as a box of rocks and controlled completely. This is someone who's much more paranoid than I am. There are great inventions. There are inventions that I might think they are great, and you might think implausible, ridiculous. I have no interest. The quality of our food for many people is garbage. And while RFK Jr. again participated with Dr. Phil yesterday and just lied throughout about things, and again, it's just telling people on their own to make a decision on the vaccines, as opposed to, I don't know, the Health and Human Services Director should just recommend MMR when measles numbers are starting to get higher and higher and higher.
The ones who know best should make a recommendation versus everyone just go to Google and throw a dart.
That's it. That's what this fool is saying, because he doesn't believe in them. And the evidence is overwhelming. And he's trying to couch it a little bit now. he doesn't want you to take the vaccines. Just look back at what he said. But on food dyes and food products, whether it's him, Michelle Obama, others trying to give us more information about the crap and trying to take some things out of our food, good. All for it. Prescribe us all the pills. Pharmacies will prescribe pills, and there's no doubt there are examples like Purdue Pharma and what they did to individuals with opioids. It was vicious. It was mean. It was calculated. And so there's an addiction quality to that. But for a lot of other pills, you're making a decision. And a phone, you can get addicted to a lot of things. And there are people literally who are addicted to phones. But if you're telling me cell phones have been pro or con, it's not close for me. More text at 651-461-9226. It would be interesting to put the bracelet on a deceased person and hear the conversations from the casket. I would especially love the snarky recap. That would be interesting.
It would be. They could hear both of us saying, I'm not going anywhere over there.
Yeah.
I'm not going near that thing. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. The timing of that text is interesting because I went and visited my father for the first time in a while yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it was very nice to see him. Texter at 651-461-9226. I just ordered a bracelet. I love it. I'm also starting an AI consulting company. Well, wheelhouse for this person. I think these are going to become very, very popular. Because I think there are plenty of people out there who are not afraid of the other repercussions. Do you think these are going to become popular?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think 95% of people would realize they have no use for it.
Texter, very funny here. I've been listening for years and I ask every day what the hell you're talking about.
Ba-dum-bum.
Truth hurts.
Yeah.
Very good. If you want to send another text, you can. I want to get to a little bit of economy talk today, including what the president is saying and, of course, fully accepting his responsibility. You want me to talk Pella right now?
How good are those windows and doors you have in your home?
They're the best. They're the best. Again, I say this often. I'll say it again. If you are in an uber competitive business with other companies who have good windows and doors, I am not suggesting anyway every other company who has windows and doors, they're just crap. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're Pella and you've lasted for 100 years, you know what the public is saying? You're the best. And I believe in that. Living with them for decades, moving later this year to a house where I made sure if I was going to move, I need to know this next house is going to have Pella windows and doors. High quality, great warranties, innovation, excellent service. You can go to a showroom. You can go to one by Dave in Woodbury, by me in Plymouth. That's a great way to start. You also can go to PellaNorthland.com. Again, that's PellaNorthland.com. You could even set this up at the showroom, too, and say, hey, I want you to come out of my condo. Wants you to come out of my house, and then you wonder how much that costs? Nothing. It's free, and they'll take a look at your place, and they're not going to say every window has to be replaced. They didn't say that with me. They don't say that with everybody. They'll be honest and say, hey, some of these windows are very good, but here's maybe a change. Here's a more dramatic change, and give you options. Today is your last day for this deal in April, and it's a good one. $750 off your project, or 0% APR for 12 months. Believe in them 100%, have for 20 plus years. PellaNorthland.com.